Senators on the Judiciary Committee were still considering amendments Tuesday to a bill that would allow West Virginians to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. The constitutional carry bill, as it's commonly referred to, could remove both the permitting and safety training requirements under current West Virginia code to carry a concealed handgun. Both of those requirements come with fees totaling $250, something supporters of the bill say is prohibitive. Members of the Judiciary Committee began considering amendments to the bill Tuesday, including a new version of the legislation that removes tax credits for safety courses and permits included in the House-approved version. Judiciary Chair Senator Charles Trump says what he is sure of is that the bill passed by his committee will include stricter penalties for people who unlawfully carry a weapon or commit a crime using a weapon.
Obviously, an object of the bill is to make it easier and to quit charging people fees when they're law-abiding citizens. At the same time, the concerns that have been expressed by law enforcement we want to address. And bad people with guns, people who have criminal records or not allowed to have guns, we're going to ramp up penalties for those people if they strap on a weapon.
Governor Tomlin vetoed a similar piece of legislation after the 2015 session. Members of the committee will continue discussing proposed amendments Wednesday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.